K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, it's Brad.
Brad, how you doing today?
Good. What's going on, guys?
Oh, you know, just doing the radio thing.
Doing a little work, you know.
You?
I need your help. I dated a girl at work. We started off just, you know, going out to lunches and stuff, and we really started vibing, so I asked her out on a date, and we ended up going out to dinner and then going back to my place to watch a movie, and, you know, we had a great time, and, you know, it got late. I got tired, and that was the end of the date, and I can't get her to go back out with me. I just need some help with this.
That's really weird. Doesn't make sense, does it?
No. Well, we can attempt to help you out, Brad. If you want, we can call her and see what she's got to say.
That'd be amazing.
All right, you get to hang on the line and be real quiet and listen to her. So hold on a second. We're going to grab her phone number off the air. What's her name?
Gabby.
We will call Gabby and find out what she's got to say about you and find out what's going on, all right?
Thanks, Frank.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Brad, you guys had a lot in common at work. Then is she cute?
Everything like drop dead gorgeous, super nice, super smart, funny. Exactly what I was looking for. And it did. That's why I asked her out. She was great.
Oh. Total package.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, hold on a second here. I'm down the last couple digits. Hold on. Be real quiet. All right, Brad?
Hi, is this Gabby?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Gabby, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. What's up?
Hey, nothing. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, you know, we're just hanging out today and thought we'd give you a call.
Yeah, having a good time.
Oh, okay.
Just random, you know. Not really.
Do you have a second, Gabby?
Yeah, I got a quick second. What's the call for?
We're gonna get to here. We got a call from somebody who reached out to Nancy and I for a little help, and it has to do with you. We got to talk to one of your coworkers.
Oh God. Okay.
And yeah, he said that you guys went on a date, went back to his place, and watched a movie. But he's been trying to reach back out to you for a second date, but it's not happening.
That doesn't sound good so far, though.
Yeah.
What happened, girl?
Well, it didn't seem like somebody gave you the full story.
You know, we're talking about Brad, right?
Yeah, I mean, the date, it went incredible. He's totally good looking. He had this incredible dinner for us. It was delicious. We had great conversation. And then a little bit later, we decided to start watching that movie Up because we actually heard Fry the other day talking about how he hadn't seen it.
Yes, that's true.
See?
That's crazy to me. I love that movie. So, you know, I'm talking to Brad. I'm like, you've got to see it. So we decide to spend the night watching it. Well, halfway through the movie, Brad's like, I'm going to hop outside and go smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
Totally cool. No big deal. 30 minutes later, still no Brad. Haven't seen him. Haven't heard from him. So I assume he's maybe on the phone talking to his friends or something, and I don't want to get in the middle of that or to seem, you know, pushy or anything. So I just send him a polite text message saying, hey, what's up? You coming back in? 10 minutes later, I get a text back, and you guys aren't even going to believe this. It literally said, gone to sleep.
He went to bed?
He went to bed.
Gone to sleep.
All caps, exclamation mark, like he just went to sleep. He was tired. He decided to go to bed. Didn't even let me know. Left me in his house alone by myself just to watch the movie, I guess. I mean, what's up with that?
Wow. Was he intoxicated or anything?
Yeah, what happened?
No, I mean, we had maybe one glass of wine each. And then he said he was going to go smoke a cigarette. Had no idea he was that tired. Had no courtesy to let me know he was going to sleep.
Wow.
How long did he expect me to sit there and wait on him?
Oh, my gosh.
I guess till the next morning, right?
I can't believe that.
I mean, I don't even know his house. This is the first time I've been there, and I'm just left alone with this, you know, Up movie, Pixar or Disney, whatever.
Hey.
Hey.
Gabby, it's Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, he's been listening.
To be honest, it was late. We had to go to work the next morning, and the movie sucked. And so I smoked a cigarette and I went to bed. I mean, no offense. I mean, I figured you were so into the movie that you would want to finish it, and I didn't want to be rude and sit there and start snoring in front of you, so I just went to bed.
When were you going to tell me you were going to sleep? That's my whole thing.
Right.
I guess when I was gone for like 10 minutes, I figured you would have just figured it out that it was late. All the lights in the house were off except for the TV.
We started with all the lights off. It's not like you shut everything down and went to sleep. You literally left me cold turkey by myself in your house.
I mean, I didn't. I mean, what's, look, What's the big, in the end, what's really the big deal? Like the movie was terrible. Hands down, the movie was terrible. It was a bad, the date was perfect up till that point, but from that point, I was tired. I had to go to bed. If we both had work, that's the deal.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell her?
It was one of those things where I just had a bunch of stuff on my mind. I had a bunch of work-related items that I had to get done, and I don't know, I just really thought her and I had vibed enough where if I made this move, she would just understand and get it. I mean, we've been hanging out so much, and I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal.
Wow.
I mean, you would think that, you know, you'd have a lot on your mind, but one of them would be there's a random woman in my living room.
Probably should let them know I'm going to bed.
She's a coworker. She's a friend. I trust her to be alone. I should now. I mean, she ended up dumping wine and popcorn all over the family room.
Oh.
What was that about? Gabby, really, is that your move? You're so frustrated that you just have to trash somebody's family room?
First of all, you shut all the lights off. I don't know your house. I tripped over the couch trying to figure out where you were and spilled everything. I didn't mean to do that. And by that time, I just left it there. It's not my, you know, house to have to clean up, and you're the one who decided to go to sleep in the first place.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Red wine on Berber carpet? Are you out of your mind? Oh, that's insane.
Hey, well, here's where maybe Fry and I could help you guys out.
Yeah, this is
maybe.
Getting a little dicey going on here, but we'd be more than happy to send you both back out on a second date. We'll buy the food. We'll get you a limo. We'll send you somewhere, give you something to do, but you both got to agree to it.
And stay awake.
Yeah.
I'll stay awake, I promise.
So you want to do it?
Of course.
Gabby?
Absolutely not. I'm super sorry. I already have a kid. I don't have time to be dating little boys. You know, I've got a son to have to deal with. I don't want to deal with two of them. I'm a grown up. I'm ready to get out of this type of relationship. I'm ready to date an actual man. I just can't. I can't fuss with that kind of stuff.
Well, just make sure when you're at work, you don't dump any popcorn or wine at my cube. How about that?
That's really a sweet thing that you just said to me, Brad. I really appreciate that.
Well, then, there we go.
Transfer might be in order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry, Brad. I mean, now you know.
You know what? I guess I just have to expand my field and see if I can find another great woman to go out with.
And it really is a good movie. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
are you kidding me? I mean, when I looked at how bad my floor looked in the morning, I thought my house had been carried along on balloons.
Oh.
Well, Gabby, thank you for your time too. We appreciate it.
Good call, girl.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.